It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, man. The shocker heard throughout the nation. Andrew Luck announces he is retiring from the NFL, saying constant injuries have taken away his love for the game.
I told the guys earlier in the locker room, it's been the honor of a lifetime to represent the Horseshoe and the city of Indianapolis, both on and off the field.
Well, my friends, thank you. And my wife, Nicole, thank you. I love you.
That tore me up. I started crying myself. Luck, who's 29, he turns 30 on September 12th. He met with the Colts owner, Jim Irsay, to share his decision beforehand. And now you were there, Joe. Saturday night, the third preseason game, our boys in blue taking on the Chicago Bears, and Andrew Luck got booed. Here's some sounds from it.
People were not happy. They were cussing. They were swearing.
This breaks my heart.
I get why. Like, it's not right. It was an emotional reaction. I think more people are actually, if you think about it, they're just tired of being lied to. We've been told every year, like, oh, he'll be back, and then he missed the whole season. Like, we've never really known what's going on with this guy, but maybe we don't know. Maybe the injuries didn't seem that bad, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with him.
Nobody has any idea. Think about the guts, the sheer kahunas it takes to make this kind of decision. He says it's not an easy decision, the hardest of his life, but it was the right one for him. He's walking away from about $500 million, it's reported.
Well, he's still taking $97 million. I mean, that is a lot of money, right?
Yes, but his beautiful wife, Nicole, I mean, they're expecting their first child. I love general manager Chris Ballard. He says, we wish Andrew Luck the best. This young man has done a lot for the city of Indianapolis and for the Indianapolis Colts. And so for that, we say thank you. He's an outstanding human being, outstanding athlete. And we should be saying thank you for what he's done, not booing him.
Yeah, the booing is not the way that I think anybody wants to walk off the field for the last time.
No, but of course, we were all pretty shook about it. Well, let's move on for now to Dayton, Ohio. Yesterday, they proclaimed it Dave Chappelle Day, basically. Okay, so comedian Dave Chappelle of The Chappelle Show and other things. He hosted a really cool free benefit concert in Dayton, Ohio to honor the people that lost their lives in this month's mass shooting and to benefit families and survivors.
Hey, we're going to show the world that nothing will get us down. No matter what's going on, no matter how tough these times get, we hold our heads up high because we know what we're about.
How cool is that? The event was called Gem City Shine. Chappelle himself, a resident of Yellow Springs, Ohio, about 20 miles outside of Dayton. He just felt like he should do something, and he did. Stevie Wonder was in attendance.
That's really cool.
What a cool thing that they did. I'm proud of those guys. I love that. Well, Hailey Bieber, she is about to say I do again. They're already married, but they're going to have another ceremony coming up in September. She and the Biebs, she is continuing to expand her collection of teeny tiny tattoos. She posted some new pics of her inks. She has new intricate ink drawings of stars, moons, and floral patterns going down each of her fingers. She's a huge fan of tats. Here she is talking about her first one.
My very first one was this one, and It's my parents' wedding date. And I just figured if I got something dedicated to them, they wouldn't be as mad.
Do you have any tattoos?
I do not. I am ink free. What about you?
I got a tramp stamp, but I don't like to talk about it.
You have a tramp stamp? Might as well be a bullseye.
I'll show you after the show.
And get this, Sophia Richie turned 21 over the weekend, and what a birthday she had. You can hear the squealing as she and her girlfriends, including Kylie Jenner, got onto their private jet to go to Vegas.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. They took over Encore Beach Club at Wynn Las Vegas. It was insane. Here's the big thing, though. Scott Disick, her boyfriend, Boyfriend of the Year Award, got her not one but two luxury vehicles, one of them being a black Aston Martin, retailing around $200,000.
I'm glad Lindsay doesn't expect that for her birthday.
Step it up, men.
I'll never be able to do that. Mackenzie right. With the garbage this morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.